There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. And I'm a bad up to it tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, and your symbol of justice for those who don't know. And I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to stand well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source for Marvel Avengers Alliance. I am Epic Boss McFall. And on screen, I am so happy with our new bezel and the new camera things that we have going on. Soapbox Klotz is with us.
What up?
And over there in the other corner, weighing in with the red headphones and the awesome stuff in his background and an awesome-ass Aperture t-shirt, Golden Age Ibbit.
Yo, it's good to be back.
Awesome. Well, hit us up with some headlines, man.
Will do. So we'll talk about this more in Klotz's current sales section, but Amazing Spider-Woman joins the team. Oh, thank goodness, because we needed another spider hero, right? And if we're not spidered out, or if we are spidered out, then we're in luck, because it just got announced on MA Insiders that A-Bomb, Rick Jones' character that... it'll be interesting. What are you about to ask? Is it really Rick Jones?
No. Never going to give you up. Anyway. No, that's Rick Astley. But anyway,
that's Rick Astley. I know.
No, is it actually been announced? I saw Rick the Jones, Twitter bitch. Where it says the next character is going to be somebody who's the bomb. Right. And I guessed A-Bomb, but has it actually been officially announced?
Yeah, they said we don't have any art for A-Bomb yet, so...
Okay.
So they've actually... They've spoken further on the matter.
All right.
Saying no art for A-Bomb yet, but we're working hard on the next update. And they did confirm, yeah, it's Rick Jones. It's Rick Jones, bitch. And then finally, we've got just a few more days in Spider-Verse 2. We'll do the wrap up, the pre-post-mortem on Spider-Verse 2.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. But how should we be spending our hard-earned CP and gold? Well, Paul will tell you right now.
All right, so this week we've got another new 90 CP hero, the Amazing Spider-Woman. She is available.
You're so enthusiastic about that.
Well, you know, I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I hate spiders, man, but I do. But I do like Spider-Man, which is weird. But moving on, Grace Note is still available. That is the set item from the current Spec Ops. The Spec Ops is coming to a close by this time next week. It'll be done, so buy it if you want it. We also have the Master Sword available for 64 gold. And Symbiotic Lockboxes are on bundle sale, and that is for Hybrid. Those are your current weekly sales.
Ooh, that's a good one to pick up. The Hybrid is a great,
versatile
character for sure.
Hybrid's a must-have.
Yeah.
Must-have for sure.
Team him up with Agent Venom or Anti-Venom, and you've got a good powerhouse powerhouse team for sure.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
That Master Sword just kind of... I mean, if you're going to take a title from Zelda, make it more Zelda-esque, because it kind of looked meh to me.
You know, there was somebody in the chat room who, or in the Agents Only Lounge, who was talking about it being a great weapon. Let me pull that up really quick, because they actually had some good insight on that.
Why does that? I got to say, I love the newest thing I really love about the bezel and the setup is that as you're watching the video, you'll get the last three things that have been typed into the chat room. So you'll get to see those. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And that will really come into play when we can get this stuff on YouTube. But
right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, people can still go to Twitch and watch at least the most recent episode at their own schedule and see it on video. And that way, they don't just get us talking about stuff; they get everybody. They get to see what everybody in the chat room says about it too. I'm not seeing it right away, and I was really hoping I'd see it fairly quickly to be talking about it. But somebody in the Agents Only Lounge actually said that the Master Sword's pretty good and makes a good combo with... Let me do a really quick search here.
With fries and a drink?
With fries and a drink, yes. You can get it all together at a low, low price.
This is a new helicarrier holds out while he's looking
at it. I know. I know. Like, you guys could no, talk
I was actually thinking, doodle-loo, doodle-loo, doodle-loo. You know, the very original 8-bit Zelda stuff.
McFall, it's dangerous to go alone.
Thank you. So there we go. Yeah, Todd Stein actually asked the question. People were not actually as impressed with it. I could have sworn I saw somebody say that there was a fairly good combo that you could do with the Master Sword. Maybe it wasn't the Agents Only Lounge. It could have been on one of the other Facebook groups was talking about it. But I'm not seeing any of it. So there you go. Your mileage. Who knows? Your mileage may vary. Pick it up if you want it. Otherwise, don't.
Yeah, and somebody is saying it's an old Master Sword is an old re-release. So.
Yes. Yeah.
It's I don't know. I'm not going to spend gold on it currently.
Me either.
So
yeah, here we go. It is a flashing blade, 50% chance of getting a follow-up attack against targets with stagger, distraction, off balance, poison, or dizzy. It's an opportunist weapon that can cause cornered, exhausted, impaired, neutralized, off balance, staggered, or winded. And it was available way back in 2013, the end of May, beginning of June. And if you did not pick it up then and you just really feel like you need to have it, then pick it up now. But yeah, it's a single enemy attack. It doesn't appear to be that spectacular. So, yeah, and it doesn't look like it's one of those that all of a sudden having this is going to be useful, right? I mean, usually you can see with these things like, oh yeah, I guess in the right situation, this would be a really good weapon to have. And we've seen that with previous weapons, like some of the gold sail weapons being like, oh yeah, the scroll of Rudimaroth is really cool, or such and such is really cool, good thing to pick up. This one, you know, a 50% chance of a follow-up attack. I think anything with a 50% chance or with a chance of something doesn't make for a weapon that you can count on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with the exception of stuff like the Relentless Rapier and the, was it the Carapace? Which one is it? The one of those that would do a follow-up attack or a joint attack.
B-Fist.
Whatever. The B-Fist, right. Sure.
Ant-Man,
sure.
He has a B-Fist.
Oh, the B-Fist. Yes, the Yellow Jacket Fist. I see what you're saying. Right.
Let's move on to
section. Please. Please.
Right. So... under new Spartan shoutouts, apparently Agent My Wife has made 300. So we've got This is Sparta for you. There's that. Nice. All right. So back to our headlines or into current events, however you want to say it. In the chat room, talking about current events, in the chat room, we're talking about being spidered out. Somebody said this. I think it was like tongue in cheek, but they said, yeah, all the next set of heroes are going to be Hulk based. I'm like, shut your mouth. That'd be awesome. Hulk face story, do me a Gamma story, man. Gamma verse, come on.
Right. That'd be pretty cool. You know, doing a World War Hulk thing would be a great way to introduce some new backgrounds into the game, right? Because you could basically do them all on that that exile planet that he was on for a while.
Oh, Planet Hulk? Yeah. That
was that really? It wasn't called Planet Hulk. It was just that was the name of the storyline.
Right? Yeah. No, it wasn't called that. But that, yes.
That'd be a great coincidence, though, for them to fire him into space and he lands on a planet called Hulk.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Never mind. Yeah, there, yeah. I don't go off on a tangent. See, you bait me to see if I'm actually going to stick to it. I'm sticking to it. So, the Amazing Spider-Woman here, and I threw this to the lounge the other day. I actually built up 90 CP. I had three females, actually, to recruit. I had Quake. I had Spider-Woman and I think Gwen, maybe? I can't remember. I had one of the other female spiders to recruit. And so, I threw it to the chat room going, I have 90. Who should I recruit? And it went back and forth, but ultimately I landed on Quake. She fit my style a little better, and Kingfisher kind of capped it off with, you know, go ahead with Quake. And I am a little spidered out. It's been hit and miss. Spider-Man Noir, oh my God.
Yeah, Spider-Man Noir, and you couple him with Rocket Raccoon, and there's a... That's a finish this level for me team.
Yeah. And then 2099 for me has also been really awesome. I've dug him. But the rest of them are... Some of them are okay. Some of them are like... Really? What? No.
Yeah.
So I'm a little spidered out. I ended up recruiting Quake. All right, what about you guys? You guys spidered out?
I'm definitely spidered out. Yeah. I mean, when you look at my current screen of like level characters that I need to level up to 14, I've got a ton sitting at 14 waiting to go to 15. But if you're looking at all the stuff that I have that's 14 and below, it's all spider characters. It's, you know, ultimate and amazing and girls and Gwens and...
Would you say that you're now a little arachnophobic?
Spiders are people too,
If you could replace the word afraid of spiders with bored with spiders, then yes.
Arachna-boarded?
I definitely enjoyed both Spec Ops stories. I enjoyed the way they were written. I was not familiar with the bad guys that they brought in through that.
Merlin.
Karn and Merlin. Yeah. So sure. I enjoyed the new... For me, it's all new content. You know, I know people who've read Spider-Verse knew what was coming. I didn't. And it was fun to not know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all the characters are kind of like... At least when you're going to do a runaway type thing, which they did with this Spec Ops, whereas the last two battles you fight are Spider Army, they give you plenty to pick from.
Yeah.
So that was a bonus. I'll give you that. You boosted it up to where I got to bring Spider-Man Noir, who's almost level 15 at this point for me, into all those battles easily. And I enjoy playing him. But yeah, I would dare say... You know, it's all the spiders that has run Klotz out of the game. I think that's the case there.
I'm so scared. Burn it with fire.
And in related news to the Spec Ops, of course, last week I opened up all my Blizzard boxes. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, DQ did not smile on me. I did not get a Blizzard out of that one. But you did, Ibbit.
I did, and I still had 37 left over, or 37 left over, and so now I've got 17 because I decided to try opening 10 packs to see if I could get some UI. So at the beginning of the Spec Ops or early on in the Spec Ops,
I'm sorry, Mugtwig says Spider Girl, 2099, and Noir are keepers, rest are the Weedles of the Pokédex,
right? Yeah, no kidding. No, I have been lucky with Blizzard, and so far got him up to level 7. So he's another one that is currently in the leveling rotation. Although he's getting most of it on the flight deck, I need to admit.
Somebody had them in play when I did a distress call, and he jumped in. He's in the set of Lotbox Heroes that I will get when I can. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as much as I hate on Constrictor, I will eventually buy him when there's nothing else to get. But Satana, I just don't have her because I missed it. And at least the last time they came out with her lot boxes, I didn't have the gold available to polish that off. Because at the same time, you're going, it's a chance to get her. It's not like you're paying this gold and buying all these boxes and getting her. But we've talked about that at length, but it is what it is. We've talked about a little bit about A-Bomb. Why don't we talk about it some more? What do you think A-Bomb's going to do for
us? Let's stop talking about A-Bomb and talk about The Bomb.
The Bomb.
Me.
No, you mean Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Board?
So this is, so for people who aren't familiar, and to be honest, I wasn't familiar either. Basically he is a character. He's a super version of Rick Jones, or not super version. I'm trying to think of he's the alter ego of Rick Jones. And Rick Jones was the guy that kind of was the Hulk psychic.
I just think of the rapper Rick Jones. I'm Rick Jones.
David Hustleman.
Right. So he's the alter ego of A-Bomb. I don't know the story behind how A-Bomb came to be, because I know that he's the character in, Smash, that Hulk cartoon.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet. I want to watch that.
But is it the same character in the comics? Like everything about it is the same?
I don't know. See, I haven't come across him in the comics. My introduction to A-Bomb was through Lego Marvel, the game. And is this big Hulk-size character That's actually really fun to play. His power's a little bit different, but of course you get no story in that game when you recruit him, and I haven't really looked up anything.
Gotcha.
So I'm honestly curious to what they say about him. Of course, when they do the covers that you collect, because I'm assuming... Well, no, it said PvP. No, PvP. It might not be a lot. It's not a lot box in. Yeah. We won't get a lot of story with that. We'll get a little bit. So maybe PXP will find something on it and carry it over.
Yeah, he's a... okay, so it's an Earth, a different Earth, alternate Earth. Earth 33124 is the Earth that has Hulk as A-Bomb. It's funny, like you read through all of the, on the Marvel Wikipedia page, all of the different versions of Rick Jones, where he's an Avenger named Songbird, where he's the one who killed Wolverine on Earth 93,600, where he became the Hulk, where he died in House of M, et cetera, et cetera. So this is an alternate reality. And basically, after Red Hulk saved Earth from Blackheart's pan of spreading hell, A-Bomb joined his task force of gamma-based heroes, but he was shot to death by MODOK after the villain managed to revert the gamma mutation of the heroes. So there you go. So Richard Milhouse Jones.
Milhouse? Really, I do remember Rick Jones being in some of the early Hulk cartoons as somebody that Bruce Banner saved. PokeProf says, the basic rundown of Rick Jones is that he's a guy that was saved by Bruce Banner, then went out to save an idiot who was in the middle of a gamma bomb test site. Rick was transformed into A-Bomb by Leader and MODOK.
Right.
So.
There you go. So I mean, he kind of looks like a... I don't know, like an armadillo with a kind of a built-in shield carapace kind of thing going on. So obviously, I think it's safe to say he's probably going to be a bruiser just based on his powers, his size, shape kind of thing.
Was I the only one that when you saw the Twitter, it says the bomb, I was hoping for Nitro, but then I realized that would have to be a lotbox character.
Yeah, no, there was part of me, and I was, for some reason, I was thinking Zorn as a possibility too, Zorn isn't a bomb. He's got the heart of a star, and that's what I kind of got reminded of when I was thinking about it further. So, I don't see a huge wave of excitement over for A-Bomb, but who knows? You know, he might be a fun character to play, whether or not he's an interesting character in the comics.
Yeah, and a lot of people are feeling it about him, but it could be interesting. Spider-Verse 2 wrap up. So I have completed and recruited Silk. I'm actually in the 5-starring stage and I'm farming. I did make the Venom caster because I took a different aspect this time with the King, talking about how none of the weapons are super great. That's like, well, instead of getting the 64 first, because he's right, the farming on this has been really low for me, being able to turn out those arachnid quarters. And I didn't know if I'd be able to do enough to get the Grace Note farmed. So I've been yelled at by some friends of mine. I was like, you got to get this gun, man. It's so awesome. So I may actually get some gold and get it by the end of the time. But I went ahead with the 8 for... See, I'm only back up to 7. I've been farming for a couple of days. I only have the 7 of the arachnid components right now. The drop rate is really low. So I went ahead and got that. And I'm just 5-starring it and playing through. Because I still find it fun to go through all of these levels and fight all these bad guys. Even the doofus trash guys that Klotz hates that dodge everything. You know, I'm actually kind of having fun trying to nail them down.
Yeah, the using a blaster hero on them, using the symbiotes on them. Symbiotes are key to that. You know, using hybrid and anti-venom. Those are my go-tos for going through the Spider-Verse trash missions. Same kind of thing, obviously, recruited Silk and 5-starred mission 3. And now I'm going through and trying to 5-star one or two of the other ones just to kind of build up my CP reserves.
Yeah.
But... kind of bored with this one already, and I've been bored with this one for a little while.
I was so bored with this one that I barely started it.
Did you? Yeah.
And put it down.
It's interesting because I actually had the opposite reaction. I actually have been engaged by this one for some reason. I can't tell you why. I can't go, oh, this is so great. It's just, I don't know. It's just caught my fancy. Which is unusual because usually I typically just blaze through all the script. I read like the first mission, and after that, I forget that I'm reading. I just click it through. But I read all of this. I don't know. I liked it. So yeah, it's almost done, and we're in the farming phase. And I've been told to get the Grace Note, and it's the only weapon worth getting out of this whole set. So we'll see what I can do. Silk, I play with her a little bit. I don't understand her because she makes a shield and does that kind of thing. Like, but that wasn't supposed to happen now, so I'm not exactly sure why she does what she does, but she seems to be fine. And then, yeah, the weapons are whatever. But I actually got this really cool-looking Reaver device, right? Let's see, what is this called? This is the Quick Kusari Spear. That looks just badass. And I won it on one of the roulettes after a boss battle. I grabbed two of Moonstone's AISO. I've grabbed Thor's EISO. No, that was off the daily mission yesterday. I've grabbed some good stuff out of farming, just not the arachnid component. So that's where I am on this.
Cool.
George number one actually asked a question earlier. He said they've announced that they're going to release an alt for Spider Girl or Spider Woman, whatever her name is. And what do we think about that? And you've been very clear on what you think about that.
On what I think about that?
Yeah, because her, isn't that the alt that we're getting with which
it's is the Ben Reilly, alt? Scarlet Spider. Yeah, but it's the cool black and red costume. That I'm excited about. Yeah. That I'm looking forward to. Especially the fact that currently it's very difficult to differentiate her from some of the other spider characters if she's on the flight deck, popping up and down in one of those little circle bubbles. I already have that problem with Blizzard, Deathlok, Ant-Man. They kind of all look like a silver thing with red eyes. And so, you know, when you're doing your farming just by having them go on the flight deck over and over and over in missions, and it says Ant-Man is ready to train. Do you want to send him on another mission? You're like, all right, which silver ball with red eyes is Ant-Man?
I've done that with the spiders when I've had multiple spiders on the flight deck, and it's like, Amazing Spider-Man or whatever is ready to train. I'm like, holy crap, I can't tell which spider's which in these little circles. It's killing me. So yeah, there's a lot of that.
So
they're saying in the chat room, do we know it's an alt? I thought they said she has been Riley's costume, which she does currently, says Jet Black 345.
Yeah, I think that it's a different one. I think it's the black and red.
God, please be the blue hoodie.
It's definitely not going to be the blue hoodie. I can guarantee it. Why would she need to get Ben Reilly's costume when she could go down to a TJ Maxx and make her own for $3.95?
Oh, I don't know.
Sound so, a little bit bitter there, sir.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I mean, I know by you saying that you could guarantee it, that you're into a more sophisticated lifestyle, like perhaps selling tuxedos or wearing them.
What?
Playing off those advertisements for the suit store.
I guarantee it. Oh, gotcha. Zimmer, George Zimmer. Yeah, there you go. It's the one with the wrist webbers outside? I thought there was the... all right, so maybe I am getting confused on the Ben Reilly Scarlet Spider costume, because I thought it was... let's see here. I thought it was the black and red business. Yeah, with like, I guess it's not black and red. It is a dark blue, but it's got the really big spider that goes over the shoulders and that sort of thing. Is that, maybe that is the costume that she does currently have. So let me pull up her artwork. Because I could have been going on this whole assumption. I could have sworn that when Woodsy was getting interviewed at San Diego Comic-Con, he was talking about how she's going to get an alt. She's getting Ben Reilly's costume, but they may have been talking about basically what she's currently wearing. Does that sound familiar to anybody else? Because she doesn't currently have the web shooters on the outside. On her current costume.
A girl, her web shooters are on the inside.
Jeez.
No, sorry. What? I apologize to everybody.
No, I mean, basically what she has right now is just the stock run-of-the-mill Peter Parker Spider-Man costume. And what I'm thinking it is, let me put a link in the show notes, a good version of it here. Let's use that version right here from Comic Vine. This is the costume that I'm thinking that she's going to get from as an alt. There's a link right there in the chat room.
Okay.
That's the, so it's basically almost like an entirely black or dark blue. I guess that's a navy blue costume with a red chest and head with a giant spider on it. And then the web shooter refills on the outside.
When did this show turn into MAA Fashland?
Like day one, sir. Day one.
Spider Project Runaway.
Yeah, we talked about how grown men like to play dress-up dolls. That was like the fourth episode we did.
Yeah.
All right, so enough spider talk. We're trying to keep it quick and exciting and fun, and everybody wants to hear about this next thing. Now, I know with all these spiders coming out, there's a whole lot of evade, there's a whole lot of dodge, there's a whole lot of avoidance, and here's Pokey Professor to clean up what the differences are in the way these different dodges, for lack of a better word, work.
Greetings, agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood poker prof, and today I'm really wanting to get into the meat of MAA and clear up something that a lot of people just seem to not understand. While I have covered this in one of my breakdown videos, I felt additional coverage would be good to get out and help people better understand the concept. As such, today's subject is going to be the difference between evasion and avoidance. Now, while these sound the same, and in terms of what we see, appear to be the same as well, both effects are actually quite different. Evasion, as I'm treating it here, is the enemy's evasion stat beating out your accuracy stat, causing you to miss and making them take less overall damage. Avoidance, on the other hand, is when the enemy in question has an ability that grants them a percentage chance to flat out ignore all damage effects. We see this in particular with the Cube and the Infiltrator class bonus. What we've got to understand here is a difference in what abilities heroes have that will actually affect one or the other, and in this particular case, we get to see just what to look for thanks to Blizzard and Mayday Parker both. Look at their level 6 for a moment. Those both have Grounded, which talks about evasion effects, aka avoidance, whereas the other one just says dodge. This is the key detail here. The abilities that don't mention working against avoidance will still be susceptible to them, while attacks that can get by avoidance effects can still miss their enemies thanks to the evasion stat. This is why Guaranteed Hit can still miss an enemy thanks to a cube proc, and True Strike can still miss an enemy with a high evasion stat. Trust me when I say that knowing the difference between the two and using them correctly in battle will only help you further yourselves in the Alliance. Go take a break, agents, and think about what I said with our hosts. Oh, and wish Epic Boss McFall a late happy birthday for me, will ya?
All right, I'll take it. Yeah, I'd like Mugpig put this in the chat room. I can hear him narrating some documentary on conspiracy theories on the History Channel. He could narrate a lot of different things. It'd be great. He gave me a headache with that one because, like, holy crap, not only do I have to keep track of one stat, I have to actually keep track of two basic ideas that do the same thing. And, you know, it's I'd rather live in ignorance sometimes. So that's, but I thank you for the explanation. It made sense. Yeah. What he said made sense. Totally. It's the thought of tracking it forward as we're fighting that gives me the overwhelming headache.
Yeah, I wish there was an easier way to see those little debuff icons. Like, it'd be really cool if you could see the debuff icons on you and your enemies, and then hover over them to get the full descriptions.
Yeah.
Right. You know, whether they put that down at the bottom next to the health or something. I mean, it seems like there's got to be a better interface for that. Maybe MAA 2.0 will have that.
Maybe MAA 2.0 will have the second screen experience where you can look at your tablet while you're playing the game to get the full rundown of everything.
Oh my God. Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. Perfect.
You know, it's sometimes you need something like that. I mean, this on a micro level is striving to be Fallout, you know, 3, 4, whatever you want to put on there to me. And you need a second screen with Fallout, or you pause it and pull up this whole definition screen that's just pages long, because you track so many stats in that kind of game.
Yeah,
and this is getting to that. Speaking of birthdays, somebody did ask me in the chat room earlier. It's like, hey, do you open your gifts? Because I sent someone, it wasn't cake, and I'm assuming they mean in game. And yes, I open 300 or I open 50 gifts every day because that's all they allow you to do, and I do. So I appreciate all the ISOs and different things that have been sent my way every day, as always. And I definitely, if you request it, and that's the biggest thing, if you request gifts, I will send them. I can only, you know, accept and resend 50, but I can send you gifts, you know, up until your 50 max acceptance as well. So we'll do that. Any thoughts on that about Evadence and Evosion?
It's my favorite heavy metal group from the 90s.
That's your sex tape.
You know, it's funny having this prior to Spider-Verse would be great, but still, I mean, getting to hear it now is great because it's going to be useful. And like I said, I always love PokeProf's his videos and his recordings that he does for this show. They're always really, really good, really useful, yeah. Really insightful. So.
Yeah, and we plan on, and I use the word plan on because, you know, there's different phases to launches of websites, but I definitely want to have a video section where we can highlight King videos, mm-hmm. his videos, and other videos. There's people in the lounge who make
PokeProf's videos,
yeah, PokeProf's videos, but and that's what I meant. Yeah, King, PokeProf will have their own section, but then you know, battle videos of where people in the lounge have put up battles of what they've done with teams, and it'd be just a fun thing to be able to have and flip through. One day, Dorothy. So here comes All Hail the King.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, I have something special to talk about today, but before we get started, for anyone who cares, even though I was really worried about it, I think I did pretty good on my exam. I'll get it back tomorrow, but it was fairly easy. Also, it's grad-level statistics for anyone who wanted to know.
Oof.
But for today's segment, there's something that I really wanted to talk about, and we're basically going to go back to when I first made a video on the snaring AISO. Well, it wasn't even a video on the AISO, but I briefly mentioned it. And I've also mentioned that AISO a few times throughout my videos, with the spider people. What I said was it's a definite buy, and I picked up a few myself, for many different reasons. First of all, one thing I mentioned is any hero with deadly crits is going to be awesome with it. Also, for a character that has a really good move but it tends to miss, well, that's going to give guaranteed hit to go along with the guaranteed crit. And finally, my initial thoughts were for anyone who has a one-shot ability that's a single target type. It's just going to make sure that that does what you want it to do. What this does is opens up the potential team up for the spider characters, especially those with AoE webbing, and it makes for a ton of different combinations. So let's say Anti-Venom, Spider-Gwen, and Amazing Spider-Woman basically has an AoE web with her level 2. But even if you don't want to use one of these characters, you can still use the web gloves for a quick action webbing, or the Grace Note. Plus there are a few other items as well. Now when it comes to a move that misses a lot, I instantly thought of Moon Knight. Now picture this, Moon Knight with Anti-Venom, and you basically set up the Fist of Khonshu with the snaring AISO. That move would be devastating with a guaranteed hit and crit. So that's going to be the first team of the All Hail the King video already set up. Now another person that I mentioned before, just as a heavy hitter with the snaring AISO, would be Sandman and his Hammering Blow. It's a one-shot ability, and he definitely could benefit from it, but we're not going to use him in this video. We're going to stick with Deadly Crits, which has a very long list of potential team-ups. Since we're already using Anti-Venom, we won't use him with Agent Venom just yet, but he's a great partner, and his Hail Mary does have Deadly Crits. I'm also not going to go entirely down the list and just rattle off everything. That's not my style, and I'd rather wait till I just showed in a video. But the Amazing Spider-Woman and Victor Mancha was another team-up I talked about. And that's not just for Magnetized. It's also because Dragon Claw has deadly crits. And you can use the snaring AISO on it. That team will be in the Amazing Spider-Woman video that's coming this week. I don't want to give that whole video away, but we're also going to have a Morbius team up with her. Morbius's fly by night has exploit delirium, so Disoriented is in that, and it also has deadly crits. Then, just to throw out a few other cool team-ups that I had in mind, Constrictor does generalize, and his Snake Eater has deadly crits. I know I mentioned this one before too, but Silk anyone? But for this video, just because we can, we'll use Molly Hayes with the snaring AISO on her wind-up punch with the amazing Spider-Woman. So the main premise of this is you can take an already viable character, especially one with deadly crits, add a little webbing and snaring AISO magic, and there you have a powerful combination. For Molly, she has deadly crits on her wind-up punch, but she also exploits stun. Mayday happens to cause incapacitation with her level 1, so hey, it works on a couple levels. After that, with Spider-Gwen, we could bring in all sorts of heavy hitters, like Hulk, Captain Britain, even Juggernaut and Nurkod. Even the incredibly useful Iron Fist has deadly crits. But we're actually going to go with Squirrel Girl, the most powerful of them all. So make sure to check out Gwen and Doreen, and be very afraid of the Wrath of the Raging Squirrel with the snaring AISO. That's going to be our All Hail the King video, but like I said, there's going to be an amazing Spider-Woman video this week, and the All Hail the King Blizzard episode later today. So make sure you check it out, subscribe, and lastly, thank you all for listening. That's it for now, but back to the hosts.
Wow, Squirrel Girl. I know when you set her up correctly, I was about to use improper phrasing. Mm-hmm. When you set her up correctly, she can be a powerhouse. I just did not see that partnership coming.
Yeah, no, it's she's on her own. She can be a pretty powerful character if you get the right lead in, right? If you use her actions in the right order, it's kind of like Deadpool, where you do a good setup and then boom, you know, with the attack. But pairing her up with Amazing Spider-Woman would be interesting.
Yeah. everything the King does is interesting. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, pulling out characters like Constrictor and Moon Knight to use with her, it's great. It's always characters. He always seems to pull out these great characters that you would never think to try out with the new character. So
and cool. Constrictor.
I said Constrictor.
Well, you said great character. So and
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, so man, I want to see his Blizzard video. See if I'm missing anything. Definitely looking forward to those other videos. And he won't say it, but I'll say it here. Go to patreon.com/KingFisher745 and support what he does. We support him every month.
Yeah, for sure.
Actually, yeah, we have our own Patreon, and part of it is actually spent on, we got lots of camera, we got lots of microphones so that we can see his lovely visage here have him join in. this jealousy of man beard. I mean, he's just got this massively awesome man beard going on. He is a true Viking. and so we do stuff like that. We also, out of that, we do contribute to the King every month and make sure that we're supporting what he does. So you should go over there if you like what he does. Contribute. It's going to be awesome.
For sure.
From the field. We have here. Hey, you know what? Here's an opportunity for you guys. If you have the ability to record an MP3, record it on your phone or whatever, and send it in to fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. We'd love to have you introducing these segments. If you want to say, hey, I'm Agent MAA Clairvoyant, and you're listening to From the Field now on From the Helicarrier, we'll play those bumpers. It'd be awesome. So here's your chance to get on the show. Go ahead and record. And there's headlines, there's current sales, there's Spartan shout-outs, current events, All Hail the King, the Microanalysis by Poker Professor, and From the Field. So there's your options of what to say.
Wow, cool.
That'd be neat. Ibbit, you've already signed yourself this one, so why don't you go?
Sure. Well, because I got out of all this work last week. greetings, Agent Kim, says Agent Lyles. First, to comment on the ice boxes. Despite walking away with 151, I ended up with 7 covers and a maxed out bonus bar. I then spent 9 out of 10 of my vibranium gold to get enough boxes. He's currently level 5. Now I have a tip for those players that either poo-poo the use of items in PvE or who wish to optimize energy usage when trying to beat a score challenge or to reach 5 stars in any mission. Tacos are your friend. Shell, meat, lettuce, cheese, and they're free. As long as you don't gain indigestion from using them, using a taco is effectively a repeatable free action. You should always use tacos if you can because A, you keep your health up with the vitality score. B, you build up quartermaster. C, each stack of caliente boosts strength, which raises damage and betters your chances of getting overkills and one-shots. D, not having indigestion also means you'll get an extra turn at the start of the next combat round. And E, the only drawback to the taco is that it can only be used on the hero you currently control, and you need to stop using them once indigestion happens, though indigestion does wear off after a round or two. Signing out, Agent Lyles, FTH. I finally remembered how to change the agent's name in the game.
Yeah, they
are. Yay.
So eat your tacos, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good one, actually. Forgot about that. But yeah, the fact that it boosts strength. The for a while, they were the daily gifts, right, that we could give out. And so you could stockpile them then. But I don't know if there's any way to get them now besides the... the whatever day of the week. Is it Tuesdays where you get all the food items?
Yeah. Taco Tuesday is actually.
So there you go. And for a while it was like bumped a day or something, but go beat the High Evolutionary today and you can go get yourself some tacos.
I gotta say the weekend is, or not even the weekend, the first part of the week, Sunday and Monday are the two best days to farm. Sunday's AISO day, Monday's EISO day. Mm-hmm. And they've adjusted it to where every once in a while finger prize.
Sunday or Wednesday? Wednesday is EISO day or AISO day.
Sunday must have been gold CP and energy day. Right. Maybe that's what it is. It's still, for me, it's still a good farmable day. Maybe I got that twisted. But I know Monday, with all three of those days, which are my favorite days, EISO, AISO, and then the general good stuff you need, like gold, CP, you know, those kind of things. Those days are great days to farm, and they're usually lower on energy. And they've tweaked it to, with like yesterday, I farmed a lot of EISO. And I'd say I remember 6 or 7 spins. Out of the 6 or 7 spins, only twice was there even a middle finger prize. Mm-hmm. You know, the rest of the time is either all EISO or is a nice new bumped up. It's not a new weapon, but it's a bumped up weapon that they've made more powerful and included back in to the spins. So I like what they've done with those days.
For sure.
The rest of the days, nah.
Oh, yeah. Sunday, MA Clairvoyant reminds us, Sunday is CP day. So that is a good day. Okay, there it is. Yeah. But yeah, I've actually gotten yesterday, yesterday was like manna from heaven because you had, it was a 20 energy to get to the boss, right? You just had to do one battle and get to the boss. And then it was EISOs. And like you said, sometimes all 9 would be EISOs. You don't have a junk weapon or a junk item. And then even sometimes when it wasn't, it was one of those green glowing, like you said, bonus weapons.
Yeah.
And I ended up with a couple of weapons I didn't have before. And I should have wrote them down because now I've completely forgotten what I got. So how useless that's going to be unless I go digging in my armory to see what I might have gotten. I guess the new stuff has the red glow behind it, so you just have to go kind of searching through your army to see what has a green glow behind it.
Yeah. I know I got the tactician boost, quick action gun, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Klotz.
We have the next letter from Agent Wiggles. He writes in to follow up on the Chuck Norris conversation. And
by the way, he's the only one who wrote in about the Chuck Norris conversation. So thank
God.
Oh, I enjoyed that so much. Go ahead, Klotz.
He says, I tried to be brief. I really did try to limit it to just passives, but I just kept going. Chuck Norris's passives. Worthy. Immune to burning, chilled, poisoned, radiation, and fear. Vulnerable to heroes with acorn power. Breaker of rules. Preemptively applies burning to the Human Torch, Sunfire, Damon Hellstrom, Ghost Rider, Red Hulk, and Phoenix. Chilled to Iceman and Blizzard. Exhausted and stun effects to relentless enemies.
Nice.
Bullet Sponge. A bulletproof vest is currently wearing Chuck Norris for protection. Walker. Enemies start the match with near fatal because anyone going against Chuck Norris is near fatal. Enemies start each round that Chuck Norris is alive with cower, demoralized, intimidated, broken will, and despair. Enemies start the match with hobbled, flanked, winded, off balance, staggered, fumbling, exhausted, neutralized, and sure, why not, halitosis. Texas Ranger. Debuffs applied by Chuck Norris cannot be removed until Chuck Norris has been defeated. Chuck Norris preemptively counters with attacks that exploit opportunity and ignore defense. All of his attacks have the stealthy passive and bypass protection because nothing can protect you from Chuck Norris. He'll have a level 6 buff ability where he goes down and does a push-up. This move grants himself and his allies the flying buff, making them immune to ground attacks and since he effectively pushed the earth down. His level 1 will be called Divide by Zero and is a subtle all-enemies attack where Chuck Norris causes mental anguish on any who attack him.
That's awesome.
Unlockable AISO that applies Weak Mind on top of it and an appropriate debuff to assign to those who attack Chuck Norris. His level 2 will be called Two Stones with One Bird, where Chuck Norris hurls two rocks into the air followed by a live bird, the spectacle of which causes disoriented on the enemy team. His level 9 will be a roundhouse kick that has guaranteed hit, guaranteed crit, deadly crits, fatal blow, brutal strike, and exploits halitosis. Wiggles out.
See, this is amazing. This if you couldn't tell, I loved every second of that, Agent Wiggles. That was great. And that's why I wanted people to write in. This is amazing. I would play this character in PvP constantly, right?
At least until the playable Dalton comes along.
Oh, teaming them up. Oh, my God. It'd be so awesome. Team, bring the 80s back. That's what that team is.
There you go.
Once again, I'm literally face-palming.
See, now we can see it with the new camera.
Yeah. All right. Agent Union John says, hey, guys, I missed a show last night, so I'm just listening to 106 now. Of course, this is earlier last week. I have two things for you about the bugs you are experiencing. Rolk sucks health based on how much heat he is carrying. Each passive level he carries sucks up another level of health and energy from the enemy. If he has he's heating up, he sucks more. If he has he's on fire, he sucks the most. So you're saying Red Hulk really sucks is what it sounds like you're subtexting here. Last time I complained about it happening to me in the chat flow, Nikolai told me that this was an intended effect. I decided to make lemonade from my lemons, and now I main Rolk on my offensive team. Heat management is actually a fun part of PvP, and I don't much like PvP. You need to stay between the sweet spot above 70 where you give Pyrophoric and get full multiple energy drains without actually hitting meltdown. Makes me wish that the bleepity bleep Red Hulk rock would drop for me. Something about the AISO there. Mm-hmm. I'll go back for it some more once Spec Ops is over. The most annoying thing about the various remove buff effects that don't actually remove the energy drain is that they reset heat to zero so the suction power is back to single power again. Mm. Similarly, my main offense is Rolk and Chantress. Offense. I read that wrong. My main offense is, or you know, to some, that is offensive. Rolk Enchantress. Hey, you don't have to fight it. That's the offense.
And you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, folks. There you go.
I know exactly why Enchantress slips your love me and you are not worthy effects. The player invested in putting the magic stealth AISOs on L1 and L9. And he gives a sword. Yes, I know. I have done the same so I can ignore all those old school null current teams like your own. You know what? It wins. Okay. That's why I play it. Keep up the good work, guys. Agent Union John. So that does explain. I don't think I quite knew about the passive level of why he sucks so much. But one of the things we mentioned was the fact that he might be at level 80% of fire. And when you on offense hits him on defense, he'll pull all of those energy and staminas off of you. But mm-hmm. when you confuse his own teammates and they hit him, nothing. So that's why I was like, it should be more equal. Because, my God, Hulk can be all hulked up and raged out. And if he freaking hits my own teammate, he will destroy them in one shot.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all I'm saying. So, All right, Agent Raimi.
Sure. Greetings, agents. This is Agent Raimi, FTH again. First, for those who was wondering about the lockboxes, here's the reply I got from Playdom. It's the like walkie-talkie sound. Thank you for taking the time to contact us. I am sorry to hear that you have yet to obtain enough covers to unlock Blizzard. That being said, please understand this is randomly generated and can take anywhere from 80 to 300 lockboxes to obtain your hero.
I know we've done that math before, but it still hurts to hear it.
Yeah. Second, I got mad luck and got Silk, but I noticed something weird. First time I used her after I generalized Viper in 12-2, she protected and got some debuffs, and when her turn came, I found out that she can apply the debuffs she has with her attacks at 60% chance. This happened twice, then it stopped. Anyone see that too? Good luck and goodbye. I hope when you read this that they've released May Mayday Parker with her, and I quote, Crimson Spider outfit. That was what it was, right? It was, yeah, wasn't the, it was the Crimson Spider. Oh, jeez. By the way, do you think-
say it's Scarlet Spider.
What?
Everybody calls her Scarlet Spider now because I messed it up, but I'm that powerful.
Right. Okay. Jeez. By the way, do you think they'll ever buff the original Spider-Man? Because all the spiders, even the thugs in the Spec Ops, have the spider sense as a passive while he has it as an action, quick action. Oh,
it really should be a passive on him.
It should be. Yeah, it should. I mean, it's
him.
All, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And Volstagg is, as I quote again, evergreen. Time to get my Warriors 3 gang complete.
Oh,
so, yeah. If you didn't have, Volstagg before, yeah, go pick him up.
And then go through, I don't remember, it's so buried in season one, I always have to Google it to find where it is, but there's a heroic in season one with the Warriors 3 that you can get some great EISOs for them. And then, of course, they've released another set of, was it EISOs or AISOs on the second release, the newest release? I think it might have been AISOs.
What do you mean on the newest, on the...
Like when Spec Ops came out, a bunch of people got E and AISO spread out. I think the Warriors 3 got another set.
Oh, did they really? There was AISOs so. In, I see what you're saying.
So, but
that's
yeah,
right. Yeah, there were. There were some new Warriors 3 in the new chapter, not the new Spec Ops, right? In the new chapter.
Maybe it's a new chapter. There's been a lot of stuff released lately with great updates that, you know, it's me. I'm not going to remember.
Right. Right.
So, all right, let's see.
Yeah. Agent Scanlon reporting in. Have you guys gotten any good pieces of agent equipment from the daily mission so far? I've been using a quick action version of the Quantum Jumper called the Quantum Entanglement. It's pricey in terms of stamina, but it's pretty useful as a QA. Most other items I've picked up from daily spins have been all right at best. Find anything game-changing yourselves? Finding more free action or quick action items? Until next week, Agent Scanlon.
So the quantum entanglement, was that, I'm looking for it here. Entanglement.
I want to say somebody in the lounge posted a picture of it and went, that's the most useless thing ever. Thanks, Plato. I don't know. That might not have been that one.
Funny. It was released as part of Daily Mission Gear. So it's quick action gets blah, 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 quick action. We all know what that is. Grants two other party members an extra turn, only one extra turn to be taken each round. So... it's kind of like the shepherd's staff, but without the healing benefits, I guess, as a quick action too is a difference.
I don't know. It sounds interesting.
Yeah. It does look like a watch. Like a big purpley crackly Apple Watch is what it looks like.
I don't know that I'm finding anything game changing, but the weapons that I've been picking up lately have lots of potential that down the line when a group boss comes out or a new meta hits the PvP, you'll see the king or somebody come out with, hey, use this weapon with that weapon. And I can see the stuff that I'm getting, you know, relatively not today, literal, but today as in, you know, recently, that I can see those having that potential of pairing up quite well. So I wouldn't say game changing, but definitely I've liked the improvements to the weapons that they've put in the spin so far.
Yeah, for sure. If I were to win this in a roulette, I'd certainly try it. So that looks like, daily mission gear. So that's currently the only way to get it.
Yeah, and it definitely beats the lockbox crap that you get, which is the BB rifle or whatever that does right. 5 damage and has no PvP benefits whatsoever. It's like
the Ready Rider or the Rough Rider,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know, it's definitely a spin on the BB gun from The Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why that stuff even floats through those lockboxes anymore, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because even at level 30, it wasn't that good. And I can't imagine a ton of level 30 people opening a lot of boxes and going, oh my God, this is awesome. So I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
All right. Klotz, I know you don't get to play often, but have you gotten anything in a spin lately you've been happy about?
No. Unless you count, ISOs that I don't use. Those are awesome, right?
Or how about not if you're not using them?
Yeah.
How about energy refills?
The green one.
Ampule.
Actually, that was my roulette today. Was I got 1,000 ISOs after I've I got so
after you've decided you're pretty much done with the spec ops. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got those early on. That was actually really, really helpful.
Nice.
That was a good deal.
I'm not hating it because I am farming. So, mm-hmm. It's not going to be the end of the world. But simulator. Simulator tokens. When I see that, I just like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. You haven't put anything good in the simulator in forever. And I know there are people like Nikolai and others who use it to test.
It's good leveling. Games. It's a really good leveling location, too. It's a good place to level your heroes. Yeah, for sure.
So I don't think I was aware of that part, but I probably wouldn't do it anyway. But throw me some alts in the simulator, man. I'll be wearing those tokens out. But until then,
care. Right.
All right. Agent Jones wrote in, where's PvP? It's been a while since I've been smacked around and made to feel intellectual, and I miss it.
Ineffectual.
God dang it. Give me more alcohol.
Dang it, Bobby.
Dang it, Bobby. Does that mean I have battered player syndrome? yes. Yes, it does. It actually has not been that long since the last PvP. It ended maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it ended before the show I wasn't on. So they've been, doing the thing where it's like about a week and a half in between seasons. So we might get a next real season. And get A-bomb could be maybe the end of this week or sometime next.
If they don't have art to put out on Twitter, I'm not holding my breath for the end of the week.
Well, dude, they released a whole PvP where they didn't have the uniform finished, and we still don't have it. There's nothing holding them back from having art finished.
I would hope that the FDH is the one holding them back from releasing something, because I think we chastise them ad nauseum about this stupid flight suit.
Congratulations, you won A-bomb. He's actually sitting in the flight suit, and as soon as the flight suit's done, we'll be able to release him and give him to you.
He's helping us test that out. Kudos on them for trying to... Yeah, never mind. I was going to really stretch for a joke, but I was going to make a penguin joke because it's a flightless bird. They cross over DC to Marvel, but I realized in the setup that was going to be too far to go, but you get it.
Yes. I'm glad you didn't tell that joke, because then everyone would have heard how bad it is. So good thing you kept that to yourself.
Good thing I did. I put the cap on it. Oh, anything else, gentlemen, before we get out of here?
I think that's it. No tips of the week, because really there's nothing... the Spec Ops is more or less over. There's just a few days left, and so there's really no recommendations on things to do to prepare for PvP or prepare for the next Spec Ops. So, just jump in the dailies. Dailies have been much better than they've ever been. So, and use any combination of Union Jack, Rocket Raccoon, Spider-Man Noir, Star-Lord, and that'll help kind of mop a lot of those battles up.
Yeah, and like you said, the hybrid and anti-venom.
And anti-venom, yeah, they're a good powerhouse team. Because
the spider dodge does not work on them.
Well, that's good for spec ops. Yeah, the spec ops trash.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, all right, here we go.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Harlan Carrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes, on the helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the boss has fled.